Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a vocal texture for Old School Jungle and DNB that has two really important qualities, a crisp transient up front and dusty mids underneath. That combination is gold in drum and bass, because the vocal can cut through the breakbeat without sounding too polished, too wide, or too pop. Think of this less like a lead vocal and more like a texture with personality, the kind of chopped phrase that feels haunted, gritty, and sampled from some worn-out dubplate. By the end, you'll have a beginner-friendly Ableton Live 12 chain using stock devices only, and it'll work for intros, drop accents, call and response moments, and chop jungle-style hooks. First, pick the right vocal source. You want something with a clear consonant or spoken edge, a short phrase, a single word with a strong T, K, S, or P sound, or even a rough a cappella chop from your own recording can work really well. For this style, perfect clean audio is not required. In fact, a bit of roughness is often better, because it already brings some attitude and character. Drag the vocal onto an audio track in Ableton. Trim it down so you've got one strong phrase or syllable. If needed, turn warp on, but keep it simple. The most important thing at this stage is that the vocal has a strong attack. That attack is what we'll use for the crisp transient layer. Now we're going to split the vocal into two layers. Duplicate the track once. Rename the first one Vox Crisp and the second one Vox Dust. This is a very simple workflow, but it gets you into that two-part sound design mindset straight away. On Vox Crisp, we want the front edge of the vocal to speak clearly over the drums. Add EQ8, drum bus, and auto filter. Start with EQ8 and high pass around 200 Hz. If the consonant needs more bite, add a small boost somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it gets harsh, don't just keep boosting. Try a small cut around 3 to 4.5 kHz instead. Tiny moves matter a lot here. Next, add drum bus. Keep the drive fairly light, maybe around 5 to 15%. Set crunch low and push the transients up a little, somewhere around plus 10 to plus 25. Keep boom near zero for this layer. We want snap, not low end weight. Then use auto filter if the vocal still has too much body. Set it to high pass and move the cutoff until only the attack and edge remain. Depending on the sample, that might be anywhere from 250 to 500 Hz. A good teacher tip here: don't solo forever. Keep checking it with the drums. In Jungle and DNB, the breakbeat is the reference, not the isolated vocal. Now move to Vox Dust. This is where we get the dusty, old school character. Add EQ8, saturator, redux, and auto filter. Start by high passing around 120 to 180 Hz so the low end stays clean. Then low pass around 7 to 9 kHz, so the vocal gets band limited and more sample-like. If it feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If you need more presence, a gentle lift around 900 Hz to 1.8 kHz can help. After EQ, add saturator and drive it a little, maybe 2 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on and adjust the output so the level stays controlled. Then bring in redux very lightly. You don't want total destruction here. You want grain. Start with downsample around 2 to 6 and bits around 10 to 14. That should give you a dusty, slightly degraded feel without turning the vocal into harsh digital mess. Finish this layer with auto filter. Try band pass or low pass. A band pass centered somewhere around 700 Hz to 2 kHz can sound really sampled and old. This is the layer that gives the vocal its emotional grit and that worn in jungle flavor. Now blend the two layers together. Start by bringing up Vox Dust until the phrase feels present. Then bring in Vox Crisp until the attack clearly cuts through. In many cases, the dusty layer will carry more of the body, while the crisp layer just adds the front edge. That contrast is the magic. If both layers sound too similar, the whole thing loses purpose. You want the crisp layer to be sharper and more focused, and the dusty layer to be more mid-heavy and textured. A useful arrangement trick is to think rhythmically. For example, place the vocal hit so it lands just before or around the snare in your two-step or jungle pattern. Let the dusty tail breathe into the next beat, then cut it off, or answer it with bass or drum movement. That call and response energy is very old school DNB. The drums speak, the vocal answers, and the bass closes the sentence. If you want some space, add reverb on a send instead of putting loads of it directly on the track. Keep the decay fairly short, maybe around 0.6 to 1.8 seconds. Use a pre-delay of about 15 to 35 milliseconds so the transient stays clear. Filter the reverb too, with a low cut around 200 to 400 Hz and a high cut around 5 to 8 kHz. You only want a little send amount. Too much reverb can wear the break and kill the groove. You can also add a touch of echo if you want a little more movement. Keep the feedback low and filter it so it sits behind the main phrase. In jungle intros, a little echo can add atmosphere. In the drop, you usually want it tighter and more controlled. Now let's make it move. Static textures can get boring fast in DNB, so use automation. Open the auto filter cutoff slowly over 8 bars if you're building an intro. Increase the reverb send before a drop, then pull it back on impact. You can also automate saturator drive a little higher in a build section to raise the energy without adding more notes. And if a fill or bass hit is coming in, duck the vocal by 1 to 3 dB so the groove stays clear. Here's a simple arrangement idea. For bars 1 to 8, keep the vocal filtered and hazy. In bars 9 to 12, bring the crisp layer forward and open the filter a bit more. On bar 13, let the vocal hit with more reverb or delay for a little lift. Then in the drop, keep it drier, tighter, and more chopped. That works really well in DJ-friendly intros, where you want the listener to feel the source emerging out of the mix. Always check the vocal against the kick, snare, ghost notes, and bassline. If it masks the snare, cut a little around 2 to 4 kHz, shorten the clip, or reduce the reverb. If it fights the bass, high pass more aggressively and clean up the low mids around 200 to 400 Hz. And keep the vocal mostly centered. Old school textures can feel wide because of character, not because of stereo spread. If you want more character, resample it. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, or route your vocal group to it, then record a few bars of the processed sound. Once it's printed, you can reverse sections, slice it into MIDI, rearrange it like a drum break, or turn bits into one-shot accents. That resampling step is a classic DNB move, because it turns a usable idea into something committed and gritty. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave too much low end in the vocal, or you'll steal space from the kick and sub. Don't drown it in reverb, or the break loses its punch. Don't make both layers sound the same. And don't overdo distortion too early. Start subtle, then build up. Also, phrase placement matters a lot. A great vocal texture can still feel wrong if it lands off-grid. Always test it against the groove. Here's a quick practice challenge. Find one vocal phrase with a strong consonant. Duplicate it into Vox Crisp and Vox Dust. On the crisp layer, high pass around 200 Hz and add a bit of drum bass transient emphasis. On the dusty layer, and limit the sound with EQ8, then add saturator and a touch of redux. Balance the two so the attack is clear but the body still feels gritty. Add a short filtered reverb send. Then place the vocal over a simple jungle break loop. Automate the filter open over 8 bars, and resample at least 4 bars so you can slice it and play it like percussion. If you do it right, you'll end up with a vocal texture that feels like an old sample, but still hits cleanly in a modern Ableton workflow. Keep the attack sharp, the mids dusty, and the low end controlled, and your vocal will sit naturally in jungle, rollers, and darker DNB without sounding generic. Nice, that's the sound. Let's go make it nasty.